always going to the bathroom. Mr. P.
The love that goes is not too hard to find.
Hey, everybody, what's that? What's
this? Too much. This is Miles Title. Welcome to Static. Yo.
Okay. That's an interesting way to go there. Are you drinking something now? You just took a whiz.
Yeah, I know. I had to replenish.
Yeah. Your dipstick is all wet. I don't think you need to replenish anything. I think you're over saturated.
I have to flush out my kidneys.
You're like oozing. You're oozing.
Oozing on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You can keep going if you want.
I don't know the rest of the words.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Something me and you and something
me and you and a dog named Boo. Walking on Lake Michigan. Oh my goodness,
that was a tender story. I told you, now you're making fun of it. You're a jerk, man. You're a freaking jerk.
No, it fit with the song, so you know.
No, I had a tender moment with the dog this weekend,
I wasn't making fun of it. I was just,
you were, no, I had a moment with the dog. So what? Yeah, we had a great time together.
I was just saying that, you know, I was referencing a song, fun song, yeah. And I put you in the lyrics.
Well, yeah, I guess you did. I don't know. Yeah, that was kind of a private story, but okay. That's
okay. I didn't go Miles and Boo and Fellatio too, down on the shore of Lake Michigan. I didn't say that.
That dog was the best lay I ever had.
It's not cheating if it's a different species.
Kid 4, we got a convoy.
I'm pretty sure that's what Obi-Wan said when they entered the cantina. So I had to travel this week. And
yes.
You love it when I travel.
I like when you travel because you usually drive your pants off.
Yeah. What? So I
you like to travel with your pants off, which is weird because you take like the bus.
That's right. That's right.
And people are like, "What?
Captain Underpants is what they call me at the bus."
Yeah,
stop.
You're like, "Ooh, everyone look at woo, watch the woo-woo dance." Woo.
Captain Underpants. With tiny whiteys. I had to go to Kansas City actually on the weekend, but on Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, I had kind of had the summer. I traveled for vacation, but I haven't had to travel for work lately. And so this is one of the first work travel things. And so I was coming back, and I usually stop at this one, gas station, I guess. It's kind of halfway, right? And they have, like, the drink station where you can get everything. Right, not just Coke, not just Pepsi, not just Dr. Pepper. You can get anything you want. I mean, they have like.
Did you do a suicide?
No, I didn't do a suicide. But
yeah, that's where you put all the flavors.
30 nozzles going on, right?
Yeah. Did you like lean over, put your mouth on the nozzle, like Dr. Pepper?
I didn't pull a Miles Title at Lake Michigan.
I'm gonna fillet the Dr.
No, but it's cheaper to get the big cup of soda. And so I was thirsty. It was late and I was tired, right? Because I had to come home really late on on Saturday. And so I stop in, and much like yourself, I had to go urinate before.
In public?
Yeah, in public at the gas station.
Yeah.
And so I go, and they have a nice, it's a nice bathroom too. That's the other criteria. This place has, the reason I'm there is because it has a decent bathroom.
First of all, stop at Love's because they have the cleanest bathrooms.
Do they really?
Yes. I 100% Love's. My favorite. Yes.
But this
my favorite.
Is not a Love's. This is like something that I've only seen on Highway 70, so I don't know they have them anywhere else, but it used to be this little rinky dink place, and then they tore that down and built this brand new fancy big one. So anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm in there taking a whiz. And I get done, and I wash my hands, as one should do, everyone. Wash your hands. So I'm washing my hands, and then this guy comes out of the stall who obviously had just, you know, lost a piece of his soul. And
Yeah.
He was kind of mopping his brow, you know what I mean? Whew! Yeah. You're like, you know, wow, that was a long time coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a young guy. I couldn't tell you how old he was. He was either like 8 or he was 38. I don't know. He was somewhere in between. He was very young looking, but obviously he wasn't that young. And
was it Bill Mummy?
No. I don't know what the guy's name. I think his name was Colin, to be honest with you. Because he had a name tag. He worked there.
Okay.
And so he worked there. And so then I'm washing my hands, you know, with soap and water.
Sure.
And Colin stops off at this giant ass pump of hand sanitizer that they have attached to the wall.
Sure.
And he does the hand, he just came out of the stall.
Yeah.
And then he's at the hand sanitizer, not at with the soap and the water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm thinking, that's not right.
You should be washing your hands with soap instead of hand
sanitizer. Right. You should not. Hand sanitizer doesn't take off the crust of a nice heavy shit, which looked like he took because he was mopping his brow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this doesn't compute, but you know, who am I, right? So. Excuse me, Sean. I don't know if you're 8 or 38, but here's a piece of advice.
I've been watching you.
Yeah. So I'm watching you in the mirror.
Yeah,
he was behind me. Right there. Yeah, he was behind me. So I note it in my head, and then I'm you know not gonna get involved here, and so I go to get my treats. Right, I'm gonna get some big drink and maybe you know some pretzels or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go and I get my drink, and then. They have like a station where you get your drink and then you go on the other side to a little table to put your lid on and your straw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take a sip and I'm like, holy moly, mother of God, this is like all carbonated water. There's no flavor.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then I'm in a quandary. I'm like, they have these cups. Do I just leave my cup there and say, fuck it, I'm going to go get one out of the cooler?
Yeah.
I was at a quandary. So I decided to be, you know, a good citizen. And I went to the cooler and got my drink of choice. And I had my cup still and my treat, my pretzels. And I go to the counter. And guess who's working?
Oh, poop-poop-a-doop.
Yeah, poop-poop-a-doop. Colin, and then of course at this point I'm totally flustered.
Yeah,
I've got you know a you know, probably a really nice person
mm-hmm.
who Maybe. Doesn't understand the use of hand sanitizer,
right?
who's now waiting on me, and I'm thinking,
he's touching your pretzels now.
Well, he didn't touch anything. He didn't touch anything, but I had to explain to him. I go, I got this drink, you know, I got Coke Zero. I said, I got this Coke Zero, and it's there's no flavor. It's just carbonated water. And he goes, I could go change that for you.
Oh, no. Not you.
And then I had to go, no, I'm in a hurry. I will take this bottle of Coke Zero that I also got from the thing, but I didn't want to just throw this away. Because, you know, I got it, but I don't want to pay for it. I want this bottle now. He's like,
I'll charge you for both.
No, he goes, okay. Okay. But then, yeah, I was just like all upset and it took forever.
I would have loved if he would have like finger blessed all your pretzels.
Yeah. Well, no, I just held things up and he scanned them.
No touchy.
And then I gave him the big cup, and I go, "Will you take care of this?" He's like, "Yeah, leave it."
It's like a strip club. No touching.
But yeah, I was like, this whole interaction took way. Everybody was probably getting pissed off because it took way longer because it was like I had a, you know, some kind of like deficit. I could not talk to this guy because all I kept thinking about was poopy hands covered with hand sanitizer.
And everyone's like, man, I wish that fat broad with the glasses would just hurry up already. Pretzels.
We got two drinks. What the fuck are you doing up there? Make your mind up. Yeah. So anyway, I just was like,
drink water.
There you go. I was like, yeah, but I needed some caffeine. I was very tired. I was driving. So yeah, I was still trying to process this whole situation. I'm like, hand sanitizer doesn't clean your hands when they have fecal matter on them.
I think you need to write a letter anonymously, mail it to the gas station.
Dear gas and puke, I visited your store recently, and Colin had his hands covered in hand sanitizer after fecal matter.
And he touched my pretzels.
And I just held him up. I didn't let him touch anything.
They're buttery.
Wouldn't it be terrible if I had like one of those, you know, things on the roller?
Yeah.
I could see you getting the thing on a roller. That's more your style. You love to complain about all your bowel issues, and yet you abuse your bowels with things on the roller.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I had poopy hands calling at the gas station, and it just threw me off totally. I'm right. Hand sanitizer doesn't work on stuff like that. I mean,
it doesn't. Yeah.
If you pee,
I'm gonna have to agree with you.
But
I don't like to agree with you usually, but I'm gonna have to go with you on this one.
Thank you. This is a banner day.
I don't usually, but yeah, we usually.
I am always for, you know, soap and water.
I'm for
with a name like Schmuckers. I'm always for soap and water, but in a pinch. And if you're just, you know, urinating or something, you just got dick fingers, hand sanitizer may pass.
Yeah.
But not the poopy fingers.
Poopy fingers, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you agree with me. It makes me feel better about you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
If you're going to go the other way, then there would be no, there'd be only virtual interactions from here on out.
It's okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't be back. You wouldn't be invited back to this humble abode.
Oh,
with your poopy hand sanitizer fingers.
Yeah, you might want to clean out that upper decker I left.
Oh, you better not have. I know you didn't.
I would not lift up that one in your bedroom, man, because it's bad. pretty, pretty, pretty bad.
So what's going on with you? Anything?
So I was taking a poop and I didn't know. Actually, I have a bathroom story, but I'll save that later.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. So I was on a little mini road trip with my oldest son this weekend, and we had quite a bit of driving to do, and you know, we you know, talk about various, you know, nonsensical things as we like to do. And
who would win, a robot or a bear?
Would you rather be a spitwad or a loogie? You know, just something.
Do you know who Sydney Sweeney is, son?
Well, Dad, I don't. But tell me about it. Well, you got cookies because she's got milk.
Could you put this paper bag on your head for a few minutes?
And now he's like, "Hey, man, you should come down to my office sometime because we got like some new computers and cool stuff."
Computers? Come on.
I know, but I'm trying to be a good dad. You know, I'm trying to be supportive.
Well, you're trying to be interested in what he's interested in, sure.
Yeah, you know, I can't be the complete fool that I am. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
I'm a complete fool. Yeah.
And, well, maybe, I don't know. Yeah. And so I had some business downtown this morning to take care of.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go downtown, this is not a part of your anatomy, is it?
No, this is actually part of the city downtown area.
Oh, yeah, like really downtown. Okay, let's check.
And I thought, well, since I'm downtown, I can swing by his office building.
Sometimes you like to make cutesy references about parts of your body, so I just want to check.
Not when I'm talking about my son, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I don't.
Oh, just dogs in Michigan. Okay.
Yeah. God. You have ruined a beautiful thing. I'm going to tell you, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced.
Okay.
And
I won't talk about it anymore.
I'm going to post that dog now, fucker.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, okay, you know, maybe I will. I'll surprise the kid, you know, he's always, you know.
Maybe he'll take me to lunch.
That was a little early. So I'm, you know, come in, I'm schmoozing with people. Like, Miles Jr.'s my son. Oh, yes. Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah.
People on the elevator, like, I'm going to go see my son. Not bragging, but my son.
Sounds like a bad sitcom from the 50s or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like my son.
Mr. Cleaver, you're here to see Wally.
I come into his office. There's some people working there, and I'm here to see my son. Everybody,
tell you look like Sydney Sweeney, young lady.
Yeah.
Nobody ever mentioned that to you.
Yeah. So at this time, I've already engaged, like, you know, several people in conversation.
Well, that's you. Right. You're a personable guy.
Out and about, as you know,
you're very personable. You're practically charismatic.
Almost, I am. Yeah.
In a ugly person.
In my own way. Yeah. In my own special way. Yes. All right. So you get the idea. So anyway, I hear my son like, oh, yeah, if that's my dad, just buzz him on in, you know, let him in.
Yeah.
And I come in to their office.
Junior, you got a visitor.
It's that old man again. It's that old creepy man with the Sydney Sweeney pictures on his phone. And
wearing the Sydney Sweeney t-shirt that's homemade. Mm-hmm.
Kiss me, I'm Irish. And
the hilarious thing is your breasts mimic hers in the picture. It's crazy.
Yeah. Odd.
Yeah, odd.
Like both our right breasts are bigger than our left.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
It's amazing.
And so I go in and it's my son and his boss.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, new computer's cool. Yeah, pretty cool. You know, that looks like 286K. Wow, that's pretty cool. You know? Yeah. I don't know anything about computers. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Wow, it turns on and off. Wow, it's cool, man. Wow, it's really.
Mm-hmm.
After about a minute, my son kind of just like interrupts me, like, Dad, I got something to tell you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Very serious, which my son is not usually very serious. I'm like, yeah, what could be so serious, son? He goes, Dad, your shirt is inside out.
I was thinking he was going to say your fly is down.
No, I only wish. No, I'm like a mental patient walking around this building with a shirt on backward, or I mean inside out, rather.
It's a dress shirt?
Yeah, it's a dress shirt with like three buttons, you know, yeah, that should be on the outside and not the inside. It's like a polo in front of my son and his boss. I look like a complete mental patient. I'm like, oh, my freaking God. Jesus.
I'm glad your father got out for the day.
Did your dad get hit by lightning again, or is he okay? Or... I heard he's been falling down a lot, so I'm hoping he's okay.
Well, at least he's wearing pants this time.
Yeah. He doesn't usually wash his hands. He just goes over to the...
How did you put your shirt on the inside out and not even notice it?
I had on a different shirt to begin with at home, right? And I looked in the mirror. I'm like, this is like two sizes too small, you know?
All your shirts. Every shirt you
wear. Yeah, I know. Well, no, this one seemed especially tight. I'm like, you know, this looks ridiculous.
It's almost as if you stopped buying clothes in junior high and yet you still wear them.
No, because I used to work with like an old guy, and he would wear like these tight, like the tightest shirts. Like he'd be like, he was like a big fat guy like me, and he'd always wear a polos and it looked ridiculous. I'm like, God, I can't ever look like that guy. Jesus, that guy.
And then you do.
Yeah, and I do. Yeah, I know. I do. And so at the last minute, I had changed my shirt. I was like, no, I'm going to take, you know, this one.
No,
and,
let's see. Here's one of my wife's maternity shirts. I'll put that on.
Dad, your shirt says sexy grandma. What is that?
Let me just throw on this nursing blouse.
Why are you dressed like Mrs. Roper, Dad? Why? Oh, family.
Like, Dad, that's a shirt for nursing babies. And you're like, you know, I like to have free access while I'm driving.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I like
so
to,
embarrassing. You know, oh, my God.
There's nothing like the title areola.
Why couldn't someone tell me this before I at least got into, you know, like hit the kid's office with his boss?
You're deep into the compound at that point.
Yeah, I'm like deep into it. You know, I'm seven layers into the salad at this point. I'm like, oh, shit.
You've already had your picture taken like 27 times.
I've been on video the whole time.
That's right, yeah. Oh, my God.
And not one person said, hey.
Oh, the guy in the security booth was saying, hey, that stupid fucker's got his shirt on backwards.
No, inside out. It wasn't backwards.
Out. Inside out, yeah. As if it makes a difference. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like, why are all these stitching on?
Yeah.
Why are we seeing all the stitching?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is the buttons pointing towards his chest?
Yeah, I don't know. That
it's
was
a new
like,
style, son. It's all the rage. I think George Clooney designed this.
So I said, basically, hey, listen, I know this is going to sound weird, but would you mind if I just got dressed here?
You actually wanted to change there? You should have stuck with it.
Yeah,
you should have just stuck with it and left.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Now they're like, not only is he crazy to come here with his shirt on inside out, he's crazy because he switched it.
Well, I was going to give him a ticket.
What else he was doing in there, you know what I mean?
I was going to give him a parking ticket, but I see he's a little special, so yeah, we're just going to let it go today.
Yeah. Somebody goes, here, Dad, here's a couple of nipple covers because you got the high beams on.
Yeah, so I had to sneak out of there like the Blues Brothers. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's I'll take hilarious. The stairs. I'm taking the stairs. Thank
I'm surprised that he even mentioned it.
No, I'm very glad he did because.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't even know what to say at this point.
The hilarious thing is you scrutinized yourself with the too tight shirt.
Yeah, right.
And
I know.
You just
right?
Throw,
yeah.
Just threw this other thing on.
Yeah, I just like randomly grabbed this thing.
Oh, this one's
out
big.
Of the laundry.
Yeah.
I just dig it out of the laundry pile, and there it is. Like, eh. Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't that, you know, your shirt that says "Go fuck yourself" and like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well.
Or did it? Was it $5 foot long? Your $5 foot long shirt?
Right. Yeah. I'm what's stupid.
No, that's funny. So yeah. Did he escort you out the building then, or?
No, I pretty much left on my own accord. I'm like, you know what? Okay. I'm just gonna, guys. I'm gonna cut it short here, and I'm gonna. Oddly enough, this would not be the. Oddly enough, this is not the first time I've actually done this. So,
oh, the Inside Out shirt?
Yeah, I have worn stuff Inside Out before.
Okay. Maybe there's some kind of cognitive thing with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's early dementia.
It could be. It could be. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not ruling it out at this point. So.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Because I'm agreeing with you tonight, I might have it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
I'm like, that's Bob Lament makes a lot of sense to me.
Your son leans in and he goes, your shirt's on Inside Out. And you go, hey, where's that hand sanitizer?
I got to go poop.
You know, Purell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dust off the old mitts here. Gross. Well, I think from now on, you need to take a good gander in the mirror.
Yeah.
Before you leave the house, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to have my wife check me out first.
She's going to have, there's like you need the iPhone app where you take a picture of yourself in the mirror and it says, pants, check. Shoes, check. Shirt,
yeah.
Check.
Yeah, I know, like some special, you know, some special website.
That's right.
You know,
like,
do you need
sure,
help getting
you look presentable? That's right.
Yeah, I'm about to watch some special videos now or something. Like, you know.
That's right. You're gonna start
getting ready for work. Part one.
I dressed myself this morning. I bet you did, Miles.
Oh, bloody!
Look, a wolf.